Today's daf is daf Lamed Vav. We're starting the Mishnah on the bottom of Lamed Hey Amid Beis. We know that there's a din of pigel. And how do you know the din of pigel? The two psukim, the long pasuk, the short pasuk, Parshas Tzav, Parshas Kedoshim. And the Loshon HaPasuk is V'hem Ochel Yei Ochel V'yoyim HaShlishi. Besides Zevach Shlomo, V'yoyim HaShlishi, depending on the pasuk. And we learn from that pasuk that the din of pigel is Achilas Odom and Achilas Mizbeach. But more particularly, we also learn that there's a din of a Machshava Chutzlas Mani and a Machshava Chutzlam Koimai. What's a Machshava Chutzlas Mani Chutzlam Koimai? As we've had numerous times, that during one of the four Avoidos, the Shechita, the Kabbalah Saddam, the Halacha, and the Zrika, the person who's doing the Avoida has in mind that we're either going to eat from this Korbin Le'achar Zmanoi. What is this man? Depending, of course, whether you're talking about a regular karm, which is yom v'layla, shlom mishne yom v'layla echad. But if you have in mind to go, not few, if the oived ho avoided b'shas shechita, b'shas kabbalah, has a mind that we're going to go and eat this karbin la'achar zman, then it's what we call pigel v'yesh be'karis. Yesh be'karis means not that what he did is machayev karis, it's machayev malkis for ruining the karbin. However, if a person were now to eat from the carbon now, not la'achar zman, he eats from the carbon right after the Zrika Saddam, they did Malicha and they cooked it, and now he wants to eat from the carbon, he's not allowed to because it has a din of pigel on it. If he eats it, chas v'sholom yesh bei karis. If the oyved only had a machshava of chutz l'mkoymoy, chutz l'mkoymoy means outside the Azara or outside the Yerushalayim, depending on kachim kudushim, kachim kalim, if he had that machshava, it doesn't become Kares, and only as the dinner becomes possible, but you're not allowed to eat it. It's an issue. That is a tremendous chiddush. What's the tremendous chiddush? Because actually nobody really was over an isser. It's the machshava that the Torah puts on a pedestal, and it says machshava kemaisa. His having the machshava of eating it after the zman or eating it outside the permitted location, that's as if he was already eating it beyond his man, and eating it beyond the location. It's the machshava that the Torah says, all of that is known to everybody. So why are we repeating it? Why we're repeating it is because our Mishnah is going to tell us that Rabbi Yehuda is going to expand on that din to other machshavos, which are also related, of course, to Kodshim, as you will see. So the Mishnah begins. Had he had in mind b'shas the shechita, shechita is only an example. During the shechita, for instance, he had in mind lechoil or lizroik esan, not lechoil esadam, but lizroik esadam lemachar or lehakter emurim lemachar. Then kuli alma would moide that would be a din of pigel because that's exactly what pigel means, to go and leave the dam. Dam is one of the achilas hamizbeach. The emurim is another one of the achilas hamizbeach. If you're going to go and say, we're going to go and be zorik the dam tomorrow, or we're going to go put the emurim on the mizbeach tomorrow, that would be a normal case of pigel sheyesh b'ikaris. But he didn't say that. He said, we're going to leave the dam or the emurim for tomorrow. You and I both know what the ramifications are going to be. That means that at the earliest, he's going to be zorek the dam tomorrow, or he's going to be makta the emurim tomorrow. So, should have the same effect. But he didn't use the term achila, he didn't use the term lehakter. If he would have said, or in the case of dam, lizrek. Had he used those terms, yes, it would be pigle. But he didn't say, I'm going to just leave the dam, we're not going to go and do this rikas of dam today, it's too busy. Mitchum tomorrow. We're not going to put the emurim on the mizbeach today. We're going to do it tomorrow. Lemaisa, even if he does this Zrikas Adam 5 minutes later, or if he goes and he's makta the emurim 5 minutes later, what's the halacha going to be? The Yehuda is going to go and passel it. Avad, if he leaves the dam over for tomorrow, or leaves the emurim for tomorrow, if he didn't do the Zrikas Hadam today, and he waited for tomorrow to do the Zrikas Hadam, the carbon is possible. I mean, that's a Dover Poshet. But we're not talking about that that's what he actually did. We're talking about that that was the Machshava. We intend leaving over the Dam for tomorrow. Says HaMishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says it's already possible. In other words, it's a Machshava of a a type of machshava like a pigel machshava. It's not mamish pigel, because mamish pigel, number one, it would have a din of isra karis, not just poisel. It would be, it's pigel, would be Yehuda would say, Yehuda oimer pigel, and it would have a din of karis. He didn't say it, he just said it's poisel. So, any one of the following three machshavas. Machshava number one, we intend leaving the dump for tomorrow, and then we'll do whatever we do with it. I'm going to leave the emurim for tomorrow, presumably, and then I'll be mocked at the emurim. Or, lohitzian luchot, or he had in mind that we're going to go and take out the dam, or the emurim, and we're going to do it ba'chutz tomorrow. Zrika sadam on an altar outside. We're going to put emurim on an altar outside. What's the din in all of these three cases? Reb Yehuda is poisel, the chachomim machshirin. What's the basis of Reb Yehuda? Why the chachomim machshir? Rashi says bekitzur on the very bottom, Reb Yehuda poisel, the last line. Avu bish enkan loy achila v'loy haktara. He didn't go and say we're going to go and eat the carbon tomorrow. He didn't say I'm going to be makter the emurim tomorrow. He didn't say I'm going to go and be zoyrek the dam tomorrow, which would be the normal lishoynais. So Yehuda, nevertheless, it's possible. That chomer machshir, because the chom say, look at the lashon apostle, he may yochel ye yochel. Achilas adam achilas mizbeach. Achilas adam means that he's going to eat it tomorrow. At least that's the statement that he makes. The machshava that he has, we're going to go and eat it tomorrow. That'd be achilas adam. Achilas mizbeach, we're going to be zoyrek tomorrow. We're going to be makter the emurim tomorrow, etc. All of these cases, according to the Chacham, since he didn't use those magic words, Achila, Haktara, Zerika, it's kosher. If Yehuda says, no, even though Avo Pisha Enkan, nevertheless, it's still possible. What's the Svar of Yehuda? Mitzvah, we'll see in the Gemara momentarily. Now, the Mishnah now is going
what's
to... What's the problem?
How do they know the Machshava?
That's a very good question. Light?
Beautiful. That's a very, very good question. So you remember we dealt with this back on Dav Beis, and in fact, not only we, but the Tosis already dealt with this. And Tosis said at the time, back on Dav Beis Amud Aleph, you want to take a quick look.
So that's chance before the new volume of the Gemara.
Only if you're using an old school Gemara. Bill is using an old fashioned one like me. So we have the long Tosis at the very beginning, the first Tosis. Now, we don't have to go through the whole Tosis. I mean, it would be nice to go through the whole Tosis, but if you go to the very last line of that Tosis, which is about 8-9 lines into the wide lines, that we talk about machshava, does he have to actually say it out loud? So even though the word is machshava, that's the Lashon HaPasuk, lo yechoshev, but Tosis says, we already dealt with this, or we're going to deal with this in Bavit and Perek HaMafkid, that what does Machshava mean? He actually has to say it out loud. So when the person who's doing the Shechita says, Rabbi, we're doing a Shechita, but I want you to know, I cannot wait. We're all going to go and eat from this carbon in Miyad Hashem tomorrow. There's going to be a big Kiddush tomorrow, the Kuvit Chusim Breish, the Kuvit Chusim Torah. We're going to eat this carbon tomorrow. He said it out loud. So the Machshava that he had in mind, he said it. So then there's no question. On this other hand, Philip Machshava, he thought about it at the time, he didn't enunciate it, but later he told his friends, his Romans and countrymen, he said, I got good news for you, we're going to go and eat from this tomorrow. When did you think of that? When I was shechting it, I think, oh, I can't wait, we're going to eat this carbon tomorrow. So even though he didn't say Bedibur at that time, he only had a Machshava, but he revealed his Machshava, he disclosed it subsequently.
So he has to disclose it to him. Or to
otherwise, how do we know?
How do we know?
That's always my question.
And that's the answer. That's why Tosha says, he said it, Bishas Mas, he said it out loud. Or he disclosed it later on, he revealed his machshavs. Anyway, getting back to, and then if you notice, we have the Rekiv Eger, and he says it about five or six other places in Rashi, and Tosha says deal with this issue. Back to our Gemara. So now the Gemara tells us that he had this machshava or this divor. So I see you prefer that. So if he had Lohaniach, either the dam or the emurim or lohitzion, says Rabbi Yehuda, that's possible, even though that's not your normal pigel halacha, but that Rabbi Yehuda expands hilchos pigel even to these cases, laniach, dam, laniach, emurim, lohitzion, lochot. The chomam achshav. We're going to talk about more Rabbi Yehuda as we enter into the Gemara. In the meantime, the Mishnah is going to tell us about another bunch of bad machshavos that even Rabbi Yehuda will agree do not rise to the level of psul. What are those other machshavas? Amanas litnan al gabe hakevish. we're soon going to do the Zrika Saddam. Zrika Saddam have to be done, of course, on the Mizbeach. And this person, Mishas, Shechita, Kabbalah, whatever, he says, oh, you know what we're going to go and do? We're going to do the Zrika against the wall of the Kevish, the big ramp that leads up to the Mizbeach. Is that kosher place? No. We have a mind, we're going to go and do Zrika, Shaloi Keneged HaYisoid. What means Shaloi Keneged HaYisoid? As you know, around the Mizbeach, you had the Yisoid, which is a perimeter of sorts, only on two sides, on the northern side and on the western side. On the eastern side, which is when you approach the Mizbeach, there was only a small little Amma long Yisoid. And the same thing applies on the Dorim side, that's the southern side, as you're going up the ramp or about to go up the ramp, you'll notice on the left-hand side, on that wall, a small little Yisoid of just one Amma, not going the entire length and breadth, just one little Amma. Where did you have to do the Zrika Saddam? Assuming that we're talking about Mushul Shtayim Shehin Arba. Shtayim Shehin Arba means against two of the corners, which now are on all four sides. If you go, isn't tight. If you go and give a shos, you shoot the blood from your mizrak against a corner. By definition, it's going to go on both sides of the corners. And then, if you do Shtayim Shehin Arba, you only have to do two shots, two throws, and automatically it goes on all four sides. However, what you have to do it is a which two of the four do you do? You have to do it on the northeastern side, where you still have that shtickly site, and the southwestern side, where you have a shtickly site. But if you started off, for instance, on the southeastern side, there's no site there. Zero. Gunished. And since you have to do the Zrika Zam, can I get your site? So if he had in mind, I'm going to do the Zrika Zam, can I get site? That is not a proper Zrika Saddam. Same thing, Litan is eternal Lamal, Lamatavi is eternal Lamat, Lamat. That's a much easier case, and that is there's a Chuta Sikra, which is like
a red line.
A red line, good. We have our red lines, and today in the Malachs they talk about the red lines, because those are kind of meaningless. But this is a red line on the perimeter of the entire Mizbeach. So most Kabbalists, you have to go and do the Zrika Saddam, Lamata Mechuta Sikra. But two kabbalas had to be lamalich. Okay, oif lamala and chatas behem. So those had to be lamala mechutz hasikra. So anyway, happens if you had in mind fakert and oila, which is supposed to be lamata, and oilas behema, which is supposed to be lamata, he had in mind lamala, or chatas behema, he's supposed to do it lamala, he had in mind lamata, etc. All of these are bad machshavos. Leads to turn lamala, lamata, 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 lamata. Vesni turnim bifnim bachutz, vesni turnim bachutz bifnim. Now, this is a little bit more unusual. When do you ever have Zrikos Hadam or Hazois Hadam Bifnim? Only on Yom Kippur, by the par and the soil, the par of the Kohen Gadol, and the soil of Klal Yisrael, that's the soil of Hashem, where you do the Zrikos Hadam Bifnim. In fact, on Yom Kippur, you go Lefnai V'Lefnim, into the Kodesh Kadosh. And you also had two opportunities throughout the year. Hopefully, those opportunities never materialized. You had the par of Kohen HaMashiach, if the Kohen HaMashiach made a mistake, as well, and of course he did Naveira, Helam Dover, Shigas Maisa, we had it back in Hoiris, and the same thing, Par Helam Dover from Tibur, we do the Azoy Saddam, Bethnim. Your regular Kabbalists, you do all the Zrikos, of course, you do Bachutz on the Mizbeach Chitzoni. So what happens if he had in mind, Sitan Bethnim, Bachutz, Sitan Bachutz, Bethnim? All of these things, that's not what you're supposed to do. Now remember, we're not talking about that they actually did this, we're just talking about that the person was slightly, I don't know, deranged, or slightly upset, or slightly whatever, and he had a mind to do things a little bit backwards. In all of these cases, we're going to continue on. She'achlu tameim, she'akrivu tameim. He says, oh, when the achilas carbon takes place, the mashal tonight, we're going to make sure that it's going to be eaten by the tameim. I feel bad for the tameim. They never have kachim, you know. Tonight we're going to have the tameim eat from the kachim. Are they allowed to eat from the kachim? Of course not. To eat betumas aguf, they get a din of kareis chas v'sholim. But that's what his machshavu was. Or she'akrivu tameim, or tameim should go and do the avoida. Are tameim allowed to do the avoida? We had the previous parak. Not only can't a tameim do the avoida, but even tzvulyan b'chusim kippurim can't do the avoida, and they spoil the avoida if they do it. Or she'achlu areilim, she'akrivu areilim. Areilim typically, in this connection, does not mean Gentiles. Areilim means a coin that was not able to have a bris mila because mesu echav mas mila. But we learned from a pasuk in Yechezkel that an orel basav or a lev are not allowed to go and do the avoid. But he had in mind that a reilim are going to eat from it, or that a reilim are going to be makrivit. But it's terrible. These are terrible machshavos. Or it's an erev Pesach carbon, in other words, carbon Pesach, and he has in mind the nishborat samis of Pesach. And of course, we know, you're not allowed to go and break any of the bones and make no bones about it. It's awesome. Okay, he had in mind we're going to go and break the bones of the Karban Pesach. Or lechu mimenanah, says the pasuk, al toichu mimenanah, uvashim uvushal b'moyim, ki yim tzliyesh. But he had in mind we will eat it. No, ay, ay, ay. Or ul arav domay, b'dam apsulim, we're going to go mix this dam with other dam, b'shasta zrikas adam. And therefore, in all of these cases, he has bad machshavas. But nevertheless, says our Mishnah, it's kosher. She'ein machshava peiseles. Machshava doesn't passel. I thought by piglet doesn't. Yes. These are the two exceptions to the rule that a Kaddish Baruch Hu could normally say by a mitzvah, but a Kaddish Baruch Hu gives you credit. Here we're going to be giving you a demerit, so to speak, in the case of pigle, of the machshavah chutzazmani chutzlum koimai. Then we go and say that the machshavah raw, Kaddish Baruch Hu goes and counts it lemaisa as if you did something. He didn't do anything wrong yesterday. However, he didn't actually do the achila chutzlizmani, or the zrika chutzlizmani, or the achtoris emel chutzlizmani. He just had a bad machshava. That's enough. Lo yechoshev loy, pigal yeh. That's the chiddush of hilchos pigal. There's another bad machshava, vapeitz vachante shloy vishman, if you had in mind that you're doing a shloy vishman, not the shenkorn pesach, but the shayim, meshlomim, moila, chata, whatever it is. And you start off with the chatas, and you do the shem osher, whatever it happens to be. All of those are shalei v'shemon, and those two are apostle. And I'm sure everybody's thinking to themselves, and according to Blazer, same thing would be an osher. And according to Ben Azai, same thing would be an moila. Yeah, okay. But those are the exceptions to the rule. So all of those bad machshavas that the person had, that we just listed for the last five or six lines, even Rabbi Yehuda would hold that they happened to be kosher. And the obvious question is going to be, why in the bad machshavas, and we started off the Mishnah, lo niyach es domay, or emur of lamachar, or leitzian, servir apostle, even though he didn't do those things, he just had that machshava, or that dibor, it's already possible. How come all these other cases, don't they say the bad machshava, we should say that it passels the God? So that's going to be the whole discussion here. Jati mark, my time Rabbi Yehuda, where does Rabbi Yehuda come from, that he says, lo niyach, dam, emur of leitzian, is possible. Umre bluza trei kroi ksivi ben noisa. By noisa we have two separate psukim which are almost identical. However, they're not identical. Kosev echadoim, one pasuk says, loisisir memenu ad boikeh, loisisir memenu ad boikeh, ba'ish desroifu. That's a pasuk of noisa. Kosev echadoim, lo yaniach memenu ad boikeh. Don't leave the carbon until the morning. In other words, eat it up in a timely fashion, because if you're not going to, it's going to become noisa. Now, what do I need two separate psukim to teach us this din of noisa? The first pasuk would be enough. Since I don't need the second pasuk, so it's like often that the Gemara says is that teneu inyan something else. So teneu inyan of machsheves inuach. The second pasuk laniach, don't leave it behind. Just leave it on the table, leave it in the refrigerator, but make sure to consume it before. Okay? So the actual laniach. Don't leave it over, that I know from Lysir Menem at Baikin. So what do I need Leaniach to tell you? The Machshavas Inuch, just thinking that I'm going to leave it until tomorrow. That's already enough. So it's not that we learned it from Heochel Yeochel, we learned it from this Pasuk, Leaniach Mimenu, which is extra to go and tell you not only the physical leaving, but just the thought of leaving is also passed. Is that really true? That's what Rabbi Yehuda used that pasuk for. And now the Gemara is going to go through every word of the pasuk, as you'll see, and you're going to see that we need every word. What does it say in the pasuk? The pasuk b'milua, we only quoted le'aniach b'menu, but if you look at number two or his base, it says uvesar zevach toidas shlomov b'yom kabana ye'ochel, eat it on that day. We're not talking about a shlomim, you'd have 2 days. We're talking about a carbon toida, that eat on that day, become an yochel. Don't leave it until the morning. So, partially, means the din of noise, but it says in the Lashon of Leyaniach. Now, the Gemara feels that the words ubesar, zevach, shlomov, and karbonoi are all ibrik. Ibrik means that they're all surplus or superfluous. Why? Says Rashi, the pasuk could simply have said, v'todosoi, on its day that you bring it, you can go and eat from it. What do I need? Uvas uvesar, zevach, just a toyta. I don't need shlamov. I don't need karbanoi. All these words are extra, and therefore I'm going to learn from them to be married by other kabbalists. Yes, sir.
Right, but in the first pasuk it says ba'ish tisrofu. You, what do you need ba'ish? Just say tisro, meaning like.
And maybe there's another gemara that addresses that. Why do we need ba'ish? The questions you're asking, fire dick questions. Fire. But getting back to our gemara, the kesayin ufsar zevachtei shlomot lemanu letoydesh neachelis liyom v'layla. That's the pasuk shot in the pasuk. But for that, I don't need the psar and the zevach. The bukti more. What about chalipin uvlodois? Tumurais minayin. What happens if you have the chalipe toida, the vlad toida, or the tumuris toida? Vlad toida is easy. A toida, just like a shloman, is also could be both a zachar or a nekeva. So since it can be a nekeva, what happens if it's a nekeva? Before you brought the carbon, it gives birth to a vlad, and now you're bringing that vlad also for a carbon. Same thing. Nachal yoyim v'layla. What about a tamura? You're not allowed to make a tamura. Loy yachli fenuv loyomer oisali koy bara. What happens if you were meimir a carbon? Well, you from Rasi Yekoydish, it becomes holy like a carbon toida. Meaning, how do we know for that? Also, there's a din of yom v'layla. Now, what means the word chalipin? Chalipin, says Rashi, is talking about a situation where one of the animals, unfortunately, got lost. And therefore, we had to go and bring a new one. Where's this Rashi? Rashi, all the way on top. Top line chalipin. Mafrish toidosai. Person set aside a carbon. He took an animal. Oh, this is a beautiful animal. I'm going to use it to go and give halabahidah to the Rabbeinu Shalom that he saved me from this, he saved me from that, etc. So he's bringing his carbon toidah. And unfortunately, it got lost. And he was now mafrish a second one. So now, the nimtas harishoina. And now, before he had a chance to bring the second one, we found the first one. So I have now two animals. Which one he's going to bring? He's going to bring the first one, because that's the one that he dedicated initially. The second one was the chalipin, was the backup replacement. Havishnia chalipe toida ukrede. You do bring it for a carbon, because after all he said, okay, couldn't find the first one. Okay, now makrevi, I'm going to mafresh and maklin and maktish a second one. So it's kreva, but that's what we mean by the term chalipin. That was the going to be the replacement. Meaning, how do I know that any of these, that if you brought it, bring it for a carbon, the din is the young v'layla, tamaloyma uvisar. That's what the uvisar comes to include. Chalip and vlodas tamuris. Chatav yosha minayin. How do we know there too it's only a 1 day limit? Tamaloyma uvisar zevach comes to include chatav yosha. Uminayin the rabbis, shalmi nozu v'shalmi pesach. Shalmi nozu v'shalmi pesach are shlomim, but you're not, it's not your typical shlomim. Normal shlomim is shnei yom v'layla echad. Here we're talking about Shalmi Nazir. Shalmi Nazir means that every Nazir, as part of his Tahara process, he has to bring three Kabbanis, and one of them is the Ayil Nazir for a Shlom. That Shlom is only Yoim V'Layla. Shalmi Pesach. What Shalmi Pesach? Every Erev Pesach, if you have a lot of people who are registered on the registry, and you start making a Cheshbon and say, each person is going to get very, very, very little of the Korban Pesach, and the Korban Pesach should be Nechel Al HaSoiva, after you finish it, you should be quote-unquote full. So they used to also bring a special carbon shlomim on Erev Pesach called the Chagigas Arba Osar. And the purpose of that was that you would eat from that first, like your foreshpice, especially if you didn't have gefilte fish. So what did you do? In Hungary, they didn't eat fish on Pesach. Why didn't they eat fish on Pesach? You know, a whole bunch of reasons. They felt that they were maybe smeared with some alcohol, which may have been chametz-based. Okay, but that's not key for our gemara. The point is, I need a foreshpice before the nuchspice. Foreshpice means your first course before you get to the Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach was at the end, so you eat the Shalmei Pesach. What's it in that Shalmei Pesach? Make sure you eat it Yom V'Layla. Don't leave it over for 2 days. Where do I know that from? Tamaloyim from the word Shlomov. Uvsar zevach toida Shlomov. Lach mei toida v'chalas rekikin shemen ozer minayin. Every toida has to have 40 chalas. And then you have the chalas of kikin shem and nozer. Nozer also brings it to bring 40, brings 20. How do you know those also have to be eaten yoyim v'layla, tam and loymar, karban noy? So now I have uvasar, zevach, toidish, lama, biyim, karban noy, come to include all of these other kabbanas that we just referred to. What's the halacha about all of them? Kulan, karini behen, about all of the foregoing, whether it was the chalipin or the tmura, or the chatos or the yoshim or the shalmi nozer, all of them I say, Lo yaniach mimenu ad boiker. So I need the lo yaniach to tell you all of these halachas that I wouldn't have known until now. So why are you telling me in ayna inyan lekan? If I don't need it for to tell you the din of noiser, tenei inyan machshev esinuach, I need it to go and tell you. The Timurim came lemakro lo yisiru, my lo yaniach. The Gemara is saying is, of course you need the lo yaniach. Meniachet, leave it. Don't take it away. I need this pasuk to tell you all of those others. Only a one day yoyim v'layla limitation. However, it didn't have to say the word lo yaniach. It could have used the same term lo yisis hirumi menuad boik in all of these cases. Why does he turn lo yaniach? Why the fact that the trader used a different term that would be unexpected? You'd say lo yisis hiru, says hinuach, to go and tell you the din of machsheves hinuach. Okay, says Yimar, so far so good, but that only covers the first two out of the three cases of the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah began, Mao shochte al menas lohaniach es damai, or emurav lemacher, lohaniach the dam, or being meniach the emurim, or have the pasik take lohaniach. But what about oy lohitzin lechutz? That we haven't dealt with yet, that doesn't say anywhere in this pasik. Zok to Yimar, he had a machshava that we're going to go and take the dam or the aimurim outside of the Beis HaMikdash. And by doing that, of course, it's going to become posel biyoitze. I mean, that's a terrible machshava. Says Rabbi Yehuda, if you have such a machshava, it passels the carbon. Where do I know that from? Where did I see it? So laniach, I just had him in Inyan, laniach, uvishtei the masa of lohitzi. Void, tam Rabbi Yehuda. The Tam of Rabbi Yehuda that you said is based on this pasuk of Leinich Mimenu Ad Boiker, I respectfully disagree. The Tam of Rabbi Yehuda is Svaru, it's based on a Svaru. What's the Svaru? The sign we have a Braisa. Omelem Rabbi Yehuda, I'ata moidim, don't you agree with me? Shem hinichoy lemocha shu pasul. What happens if, in fact, he left the dam overnight, he put it in a refrigerator, he had somebody stirring it the whole night, whatever it was. And then he had in mind, he actually was miniach the dam until the next day. Wouldn't you all agree that it becomes possible? Of course it becomes possible. Lina, it makes the whole carbon now noiser. So avchishavan nichay lemachar is possible. Not only when you actually are miniach, when you have the machshava to be miniach, that also passels it. And therefore it couldn't tribute, I don't even need a posik. It's based on svara. The svara is that here machshava is kemaisa. Of course, this is a tremendous chiddush using this svara. What happens if a person decides, I'm not going to go and wear tefillin this morning. I'm in a bad mood that the Yankees lost the World Series. I'm terribly devastated. I can't go. I'm not going to wear tefillin. So does he automatically get a demerit on his scorecard? If afterwards he puts a tefillin on, everything is fine. The machshava is... I'm so angry, I'm going to go and eat a piece of chaza this morning. I'm going to go to Joe's Diner somewhere, and I'm going to go and eat a big piece of chaza. But Lemaisa, he didn't. Afterwards, he ate kosher yogurt, Cholav Yisrael. He didn't eat any chaza. So does he get a demerit for this bad machshava? I mean, it's not good to have machshavas like that, but you don't go and get petch for that type of machshava. So the Gemara is telling us this. If and when this person would go and be meniach, leave the blood for tomorrow, that would go and pass the carbon because he didn't do his rika sadam. So we don't have a machshava, we don't have a matir. The whole carbon is now possible. So just having the machshava, that's already enough. Why would you say afkishav la nichal machar possible? However, remember we're dealing with kodshim now. And kodshim the Torah will mechadish this din of pigul. What was the pigul that were mechadish? That not only if you do the actual eating of the carbon tomorrow when you're eating noiser, not only when you're doing a zrika sadam tomorrow, which you're causing the carbon to become possible, not only when you are doing other bad things that you can go and passel the carbon or passel whatever you're doing, but even the machshava of doing it tomorrow, that's the whole inyan of pigul, that the machshava, the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, has the same level of maisa when it comes to kodshim. So all Rabbi Yehuda does is he expands this and says, just like those bad machshavas of not only the actual eating tomorrow being bad, you're eating noisy, but just having the machshava to eat it tomorrow, that's a bad machshava, the machshava of pigul. So therefore he says, same thing applies to, if you actually would meniach the dam until tomorrow, you're going to passel the carbon, just having the machshava will also passel. And therefore says, mother, tam der b'yudah svaruhu, nothing to do with lo yaniach the pasik, it's alpi svar. If it's a piswaras, and then number one, that includes lohitzian lochutz. If I actually took the dam outside, I would passel the carbon. Not only the dam, I can no longer use the dam because the dam becomes passel biyoitze. So the whole carbon would become passel. If I just have the machshava to take it out, that would also pass the carbon and contribute them. So now the obvious question is, those are the three cases that we started off the Mishnah. But after that, we had perhaps a dozen cases after that, which are also l'choira psulim, that he's going to go and do the zrikas adam connect the kevish, or lamala, lamata, lamata, lamala, yoyosoy, nishyosoy, defnim, bachutz, and all those other terrible things that we spoke about. Why doesn't the Buddha say about them too? That just like if you do those things, you're oivri surim and bad stuff, just the machshav is also bad. And now the Gemara basically goes to an analysis of every one of the cases in the Sefer, but it doesn't start from the beginning, it starts from the end of the list. We have, for instance, at the end of the list, Preiti Mar, behind Nifli, which case should Rabbi Yehuda say, no, it's puzzle, puzzle, puzzle? Are you going to tell me, b'shoiver atzom yisa pesach, ovelechum imenu no? Remember we had that, if a person had a machshava, I'm going to go and break the bones of this carbon pesach, I want to be able to go and suck out all the marrow, etc. Ovelechum imenu no, I like all of my kabanas to be, or my meat to be as little as possible, as little cooking as possible. I mean, years ago people looked probably scared. Why would anybody eat something raw? But as everybody knows today, sushi, that's the most popular food in the Orthodox world. And you're talking about eating raw fish. Eat raw fish. There, right. There are people that like sushi, yeah. I'm not, okay, I don't want to discriminate against those. I love all people. They do eat sushi, don't eat sushi. Anyway, the point is, this person likes to eat raw meat. No, doesn't really mean totally raw. It means very, very, very rare. Where you have all the blood spilling out, not really blood because you salted it, but all the, you understand. Okay, so if a person had that machshava, so he's being oiver and iser. If you're going to be shoiver at some pesach here, oiver on mechaletzim leisishbruway. If you're going to go and eat it, no, you're going to be oiver al toichel mimenu, no. However, says the Gemara, so why doesn't Rebuta say, if I had a machshava to be shoiver, I had a machshava lechlin, that should also pass the carbon. Hefty more, very simple, because zivcha gufei mimifsul. Just because you actually broke one of the bones in the Karban Pesach, or you ate from Minah, does that mean you were not yoitzer the fact that you brought a Karban Pesach? It doesn't pass on the Karban Pesach. You're going to be over on an iser. Don't break the bones and don't eat it. No. But Lemaisa, you ate the Karban Pesach and you brought the Karban Pesach with Tahara. So it doesn't pass on the Karban. That's why you don't say that the Machshava passes the Karban. What about Amanashi Yechlu Tmei? Well, if that Tomei is going to go and eat it, then the whole Karban is going to become Tomei. Bishakrivu Tmei, when the Tomei is going to go and be Markovit, he's going to pass the carbon. So why don't you go and say, if he has a Machshava, Shiachlu, Shiachrivu Tmei, it should pass it. So you mark, Zivcha Gufei Min Nifsel, that still is not going to pass the carbon. In other words, both the Yechlu and the Akrivu, we're talking about.
No.
Okay. Anyway, Shiachlu Tmei, Bishakrivu Tmei. Since we're talking about eating from the Basar Pesach, it's inappropriate to talk about drinking milk at the same time. So you said, but he's not eating it. He's only having the machshava of drinking it.
Machshava milk at some place.
Exactly. So that's why there's no. Okay, anyway, the point is, zivcha gufei mimitzo, do you passel the carbon? The part that the tummy is going to touch, that will be tummy, you can't go and eat it. But it doesn't go and passel the carbon, to go and say that the carbon, as long as the four avoiders were done perfectly, then you're okay. If you did the Shechita and you did the Halachas and the Kabbalah Zedam, Halachas Zedam, the Zrika Zedam, then the Karma is Pusha, is Kusha V'yusha. So therefore the fact that somebody's going to eat it later on, somebody's going to be Makta De Murim later on, that's not going to pass the Karma. So therefore, that's why the Machshava doesn't pass. Sheikhlu Areilim, Sheikhrivu Areilim. Same argument that Areilim Kihanim that are not eligible and not qualified because Nebuch, he didn't have a bris. What happens now too? So why don't you say that that machshava passed? Zivcha gufei minifsel with the carbon, if after it was brought properly, mitas rikas adam matir masha. If an oral were to eat from it now, or he's going to go and be matir the imurim now, the carbon is ineffective. The carbon remains a kosher carbon. So therefore, that's why he doesn't go and say that it becomes possible. Lishtachrin another teretz kol kaminei. What says kol kaminei? If you're going to go and ask either a Koyin Tame or a Koyin Orel, you know what, I had this bad machshava at the time of the Shechita. Do me a favor. I'd like you to go and taka, eat from it bituma. Or I want you, the Koyin Orel, I want you to go and eat from the carbon or be mak of the carbon. Who said that they're going to listen to him? They're Mkikar Meshigana. Just because you want me to, because you want to be able to say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a possible machshava, I'm not going to do it for you. You get out of here, you know, arose, kinder arose.
Don't we say, ain't shluchim le dvarve?
What you're saying is correct. But he's saying, I don't want to be the Baal HaBeit. You want to go and eat it? You want to make yourself tummy and eat it? That's your problem. Don't make me. I'm not going to go and start eating from it. So Kol Kamina doesn't have that. He doesn't have that koich. Right, we said in the Mishnah, La'arev doman bidam hapsulim. That was another case. If you had in mind, I'm going to go mix together the bloods. If you're going to mix together the bloods and the roiv of the bloods and mushrooms is going to be tam tamtzis, that's going to parcel it. So if he has in mind that I'm going to go and mix the bloods and now I'm going to be mavato the dam hanefesh, then you won't be able to have a kosher zrika. You're going to be a zrika of non-kosher blood. So that will parcel the carbon. Says Yimara, we're talking about Rabbi Yehuda. Don't you remember Rabbi Yehuda said yesterday, why is Eindam Abatul Dam? Because Min Beminai, Lai Batul. So it's not a problem. Leads in his internal Lamar. So I was like, that's going to pass the form. He didn't do a proper Zerika. Rabbi Yehuda the Tamir, Rabbi Yehuda the Yomish, Nami Makoyna Karina Bay. If that's also okay. In other words, Vadal Chachili is supposed to do them koimai. But if you do Shalai them koimai, but the Abed, it's still a kosher Zrika. So if I have a machshava to do such a funny bad, it's a bad machshava, but it doesn't pass the carbon because the actual act would not pass the carbon. Good.
So on the Kevesh, it would not pass the carbon on the Kevesh?
You and I don't, we consider it to be heresy. Because we hold like the Rabbanan. But if you do the Tami, they are much. That Kevish is an extension of the Mizbeah, therefore it's also kosher. Bring to my belief in the Tami, when you don't have a Chutzim, that would go and passel the carbon. Now, what does that mean? So remember, we already had last week, the Gemara said that we have the two Psukim. Welcome back from Eretz Yisrael. Great to have you.
It's a fine day. It's truly a fine day.
Welcome back. Baruch Haba, Baruch Hanimtza. Is it okay? Can you use on?
Of course, I would love it.
But the Chaperine today, because tomorrow we're using the next volume.
Okay. It's good to complete things.
Exactly. Good. Anyway, we're here done towards the bottom. And we're saying about now the question of the Tan Befnim. Now, what is this all about? So you remember we had last week. We spoke about if a person had a machshava chutzlim koimai. What is chutzlim koimai? We're going to eat a chutzlim koimai. We're going to go be makta the murim chutzlim koimai. How do you define chutzlim koimai? So the Gemara said, if you're talking about kachi kudishim, that of course means that if you're going to talk about achila, you have to eat it in the azara. If instead you go out of the azara and you eat it in Yerushalayim and Mei Yisharim with all the tzaddikim and kadoshim and adhoirim and all those people, nevertheless, here it's bachutz and. Eating it outside the parameters of the whatever you possibly might say. If you have in mind to go and eat it in Yerushalayim outside, by Kodesh Kodesh, outside the Azara, again, it becomes possible, becomes possible with that machshav. Mm-hmm. What happens if instead, or now let's talk about Kodesh Kalim. Kodesh Kalim, you have to eat it anywhere in Yerushalayim. You can eat it in the Azara, you can eat it in Yerushalayim, and just make sure that you don't take it out of Yerushalayim. So what happens if the person has a mind, we're going to eat it tomorrow in Bnei Brak, holy city, no question, it's holy, but nevertheless, that's a machshava of chutz, that'll pass the car. What happens if he had a machshava of just the opposite? Instead of going and eating the carbon outside Yerushalayim, I'm going to eat the carbon tomorrow in the Heichal. I'm going to get as close to a Kodesh Baruch, I'm not going to Kodesh Kodesh B'chas, but I'm going to eat in the Heichal, and afterwards the Heichal, there's a table there. A table has plenty of bread on it. Table with all the shulchan. I know you can't go. 100%. But what happens if that is his machshava? What happens if his machshava is instead of doing the zrikas adam b'chutz, we're going to do the zrikas adam b'fnim, or instead of being makta the eburim on the mizbeach, which is in the azara, he's going to go into mizbeach inside the azara. It's inside the heichal.
Mizbeach azov.
Mizbeach azov. Yeah. Okay. And what's the other one called?
Mizbech Chitza.
Or Mizbech HaNechosh. Right? You have to be consistent. If this is Bifnim, if this is Bachutz, and this is, and this is Zov, and that's Nechosh. Anyway, getting back. Yo, Maskim? Good. So let's get back to Gemara now. Unfortunately, there's no milk today. You should be aware. Daniel.
Maybe you don't.
My good friend. There's plenty of coffee, but there's no milk. Okay, you should just be aware.
Yeah, but there's also no cups. We have cups. It's okay.
Fine. Okay.
We have cups here.
Yeah. You have to use your cup. Very good. Okay. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara. Now, so if he has in mind to go and bring the dam bifnim, when it's supposed to stay b'chutz, what's the din now? So now, over and above the inyan of the zrikas adam, there's also a special pasuk. V'chol chatos asheyuva midoma el oil moed lechaper b'koidish loy seyachel be'esh yisarek. This is a special din by chatos, and other gemaras also talk about whether this applies to other kabbanis as well, amachloikis, but clearly it applies to a carbon chatas, chol chatas, asheyuva midoma, you took some of the dam, and you put el oil moyed means first into the ulam and then into the echel. Why did you bring in the chaper? Because just for purposes of kapara, loy siyachal, this carbon is no longer good, by ishisov, you gotta go and burn. So say for Gemara, so why don't you have in mind now, why don't you say in our Mishnah, if a person had in mind to bring that dam, which is supposed to be bachut, and he had mind to bring it bifnim, that should go and passel the carbon, according to Yehuda Lishitasai, that any act that makes it passel, the machshava also makes it passel. Freikti mariyetz nochamum, yeah, he's in terms of the mal, and we said that right. According to me, v'liflaik ben itonim bifnim shenosna bachut, ben itonim bachut shenosna bifnim, some Rabbi Yehuda, bin en mokim shi meshulish v'dam v'basel v'aymerin. Oh, so you remember we had last week once again, since it says in both Psukim, the Pasuk in Tzav, Pasuk in Kedoshim, the Ma'okli Yochel B'yoyim Ashlishi, why does it use that term, Ashlishi? So Gemara said, I know the din of Chutzlis Manoi from the Parashat Pasuk in Tzav, the long Pasuk, that it says over there, B'yoyim Ashlishi. So that's the din of Machsheves Chutzlis Manoi, Pigel. Why does it have to repeat again Yom Shlishi in the second pasuk that mokoyim that causes it to become a chutz l'mekoyim moy psul is only if it's outside the azara in the case of kachim kudishim or outside the Yishalayim in the case of kachim kalim, but not if you brought it closer to Hashem into the ulam and hechel. Why wouldn't that be a machshava of chutz l'mekoyim moy? Because it can be a mokoyim which is mishulash. Mishulash means that all three of the following avoidos could be done there at some time of the year. B'dam, b'basa, b'emarin. Now, why does the Gemara pick on these three? So Rashi points out here, we had already last week, that when there was no Beis HaMikdash, and with the Heter HaBomois, where did they do the Zerika Sadam? Obviously, b'chutz. Where did they go and eat the basar? B'chutz. Were they makter the emarin? B'chutz. There was no mikdash, there was no mishkan. If you do any one of those three, it would be a kosher carbon, bizman habamis. However, now that there is a base of mikdash, you're now going to do these three b'chutz. But what about doing these three bifnim? Dam you cannot go and bring in. But basar and emarin, in other words, I shouldn't say can't bring in. The dam is throughout the year, we do have occasion to bring the dam bifnim. When either Yom Kippur or the two special kabbanas, the Paradush and Dibur, the Parakarim Mashiach. But Basar Meimin you never bring in. Therefore, that doesn't have the status of a Bechutzlim Koimai. When is the Chutzlim Koimai? Only those types of places that normally those three were brought, Bishas et Rabbanas. But when the Beis HaMikdash was standing, we never had those three inside the Heichel. We only had one out of the three. So therefore, this Machshav of Chutzlim Koimai doesn't apply and doesn't pass.
You have to say it to the candidate,
Mekomo. Mekomo, very
understand.
Good.
He'll do it. He'll understand, right.
Of course, no question about it. Zhokti Mar, umiyisli Rabbi Yehuda, high svartas, Rabbi Yehuda really hold this din of the Meshulish, bebach, bedam, bebas, bebamarin. But then we have the same Rabbi Yehuda, amen. It says, Dovara. Where does it say Dovara? It says in the passing number 3, Gimel, lo yisizbach lashem lekech ashor vese ashiya by mum, koil Dovara. Pashup shat in the passing is, if you have an animal that has a mum on it, don't bring it for a carbon. Loy sizbach. Kol davara, any type of mum. Not only those that are enumerated in the pasuk, but any type of bad mum. However, that's not how Rabbi Yehuda dashes kol davara. He says, Rivakan chatash shachna bidoroim, v'chatash nichnas doma lefnim, that they're also psula. A chatash that you shachna bidoroim, meaning chatash is kodesh kudishim. And if we have to do b'tzafay, if you shachter it b'daran, kol davara, it passes the carbon. Can you imagine? Or chatz yinich l'dom l'fnim, you brought some of the dam inside into the azara, it also passes. Of course, that passing the tzibuch chatz shiyuv midama eloyim moed l'chav b'kodesh is possible.
Oh, so I see that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't need l'chayre the din of the mishulish v'dam b'basa emarin. Just the bringing of the dam lefnim is possible. Rashi says that's a tough pasuk. The shteitach in the pasuk, but chachatish shiyuv midam al oyel moed. But eishti sarev, no good. Lo yiachav eishti sarev. I don't really need a pasuk for that. What Rabbi Yehuda is being machadish is the machshava of bringing from the dam achatas lefnim. That also passes the carbon. You just said now, according to Rebuta, that does not pass the carbon. Right. It's got to be Makkah Mishulish. So, for Eitimara, does Rebuta hold to this far of this Makkah Mishulish? I see Rebuta Befeir says, no! Having a Machshava bringing the Damlath Nim, pass the carbon! For Eitimara, less than Rebuta, doesn't he take a hold of the Mishulish? But now we have another Mishnah. Om Rebuta, Ichnes Bishoyi, Kosh, what happens if he brought the Dam of Achatas inside the Hechel Bishoyi? You didn't realize he didn't know. Kosh. How amazing it's possible. We came along, and when Rabbi Yehuda said this halacha, he wasn't just talking about you brought the mizrak or the kais of dam in, and now it becomes possible, but rather b'shekiper when you used it for kapora purposes to go and be mazer on the dam on the mizbeach on the front of the proiches. Zokti Mara, hashta umahosam aili aila ikiper in iloi kiper loy. When you bring the dam in. If it you were mechaper with that dam, then you're over. But if you just stam bring it in, you're not over. Hacha de choshev chashuvi loikoshkein. If he just thinks about bringing the blood in, shouldn't you go and say, then for sure it's not going to go and be osur? Why won't it be osur? Because we said it has to be a mokum mishulash. And therefore, if you're telling me the actual bringing of the dam b'fnim, not using it for zrika, just bringing it, there's a gunish, then certainly the machshava bringing it in, that's zikr gunish. And the lashon of the Mishnah was to just bring it. B'fnim, v'yasanitonim b'fnim, take it into the chutz, and tonim b'chutz, go and take it b'fnim, without actually doing any avoda. Ezoi bazoi, avada, therefore Rabbi Yehuda should hold that it's taka, not possible. So I have a steer between the two Rabbi Yehudas. One of you said Tavaro Ribekan, if you chat the shenichnis domal of them, once it goes in, or you have the machshava goes in, it's possible. Here we're saying if the blood goes in and you were not machaper with it, it's still kosher, and therefore the machshava is still kosher. It is the make up your mind, Rabbi Yehuda. Traitanai believe Rabbi Yehuda. Machloik is among the Talmud, Rabbi Yehuda, what Rabbi Yehuda hold in this situation. Frank the Marvel Summer, Rabbi Yehuda chat the shesh the bidoroi, that you shech the dormi hey, chayev, yechayev, Rashi says yechayev malchus. Really, our focus was really on that it's going to be a possible of the carbon. But the Gemara is going one step further. What did he do? He didn't do itself. He did bedar. What time of you know? I'm a yochel chatz shachar to bedar. I'm yehi. I think he's over pesaniser. Tam aloy meloy siz b'ashem kiach shorves. Koyul davar ra al davarata mechayv. You have to mechayv al chatz shachar to bedar. You're not mechuyev. You didn't do anything wrong. I mean, yes, lechitchil it should be mitzvah.
Right.
Yeah, but it doesn't make the carbon possible. You don't even get malchus for it. Again, treat to know.
Doesn't make the carbon possible. The chatas is shach the bedorim doesn't make it possible.
You know why you hold that way? Because that was the first Rabbi Yehuda on the Amud Aleph. The second Rabbi Yehuda on the Amud Bey says that even though you did it, you're not even mechuyev malchus. It's not a dovara.
But does it make the
Gemara is not distinguishing between the two. So you see, the Gemara is old. That if it's possible, you chayv malchus. If you're part of the malchus, it's not possible.
Okay, so according
to you're holding like whichever way you hold, you're going to hold like one of the two Rabbi Yehudas.
Okay.
You should tell Daniel because he's all upset that there was no motion. He wants to have a cook. He's not upset, it's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. He came in and was looking for the milk. We had to tell him the bad news, there was no milk. Okay.
No milk today, my cow is gone away.
Come on. Shkoyach, Ruf. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara. Okay, so now leave it to Yehuda. Okay, new shtickle now. So we basically went through all the cases in the Mishnah. We asked why Rabbi Yehuda doesn't say that it's possible with the Machshav. And again, each time we said either because it doesn't pass the carbon, or the person's not going to listen anyway, etc. All the reasons that we gave in the Gemara. Good. Rebaba. Umayr Rabbi Yehuda shechoyzer v'koyvoy lepigol. Ay, 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 ay.
Wow.
You remember we said in the Mishnah earlier that it has to be pigol perfect. What means pigol perfect? That any other mashava that he has by one of the other avoidos could undermine, interrupt, and interfere with the pigol perfectness of the carbon. You remember we had a machloikis in the Mishnah between the Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda. What Mishnah are we talking about? We had a few days ago in the Mishnah. Yeah, really, where do we have that? Chav Chesam Ad Beis. We had it somewhere. Yeah, Chav Chesam Ad Beis. And Zoidik Lechel Dovish Dark Lechel Haktav Shalachte Chutzim Koimoy is possible. Chutzim Zmanoy is Pigel Chiyavon of Kars. Ubavad Shiyakrav Ha Matar Kim Mitzvosei. What means Matar Kim Mitzvosei? Said the Mishnah. Ketzakur Matar Kim Mitzvosei. If he shocked Bishtika, he was quiet. Quiet means he didn't have any bad machshavas. Kibu Vahal of Azara Chutzim Zmanoy Pigel. Oy Shishachel Chutzim Zmanoy Kibu Vahal of Azara Bishtika Pigel. Oy Shishachel Kibu Vahal of Azara Chutzim Zmanoy. Has a din of pigle. Why? Because the only bad machshava through the whole process was chutzlis manai. However, ketzel loikar matik mitzvasei shachet chutzlim koymoi. That was the shechita he had in mind, chutzlim koymoi. And then kibavar was all chutzlis manai. Oh, so you had two machshavas over here, an iruv machshavos. Not only the chutzlis manai machshava, but also the chutzlim koymoi machshava. And the kibbutz of Zara chutzlim koymai. Again, another bad machshava. Oishishach the kibbutz of Halav Zara chutzlim koymai. And the pesach b'chatz shishach and shaloi lishmon. Again, a very bad machshava that undermines the carpet. The kibbutz of Zara chutzlim manai. Oishishach chutzlim manai. Then he had a mind shaloi lishmon. Oishishach the kibbutz of Halav Zara shaloi lishmon. All these loy karev amatikim etzvasai. And therefore, the carbon does not become pickle. It does become possible, but it does not become pickle. I had a machshava of chutzlis manai, but it was undermined with those other interfering bad machshavas of either chutzlim koymai or shloi lishman by chatas and carbon pesa.
Rabbi seems to be saying just a blanket. Says the pidol lifnei zrika lo klumu.
Where are you holding now?
I'm a rabbi.
I'm a rabbi.
Yeah,
we're not up to Amarov yet. We're still at Amarababa. You're always two steps ahead of us, Brother Shai. And that's why we admire you. But at this moment, we're not yet. Now, this was a Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda agrees in essence to the halacha, but Rabbi Yehuda says in that same Mishnah, going another two lines, Zehaklal, kol shemachshev says, man, kod mal machshev is a mokoin, it's pigle. Chiyavon of Kores. The machshev is a mokoin, kod machshev is a man, possibly aim. It depends on the order. If the machshava zman came first, b'shasa shchita l'mosh, b'shasa kabbalah, even though later on he had a machshava of chutz l'zman, or he had a machshava of shloi l'shma, the boy said, it's too late. Once he had that first machshava chutz l'zman, it gets a stempel, it means it gets stamped, it is now pigal, and you can't undo it. On the other hand, if he started off with a different psul, of a chutz l'mkoyimai, or shloi l'shma, so it gets the stempel of being possible, then you can't go and upgrade it and give it a din of pickle. That was Rabbi Huda in that Mishnah. So mixing machshavos undermines the pickle nature. That's why he called it has to be pickle perfect. Here says Reb Abba, umoid Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Huda agrees in our case that if he had one of these bad machshavos, what are these? One of these bad machshavos. He had a machshava of laniach es domei, laniach emurim, olay tzien lachutz, which passels the carbon. It passels it to machshavas psul. If after that he has another machshava of doing the zrika b'chutz, or when I say chutz lezmanai, or the emurim chutz lezmanai, emurim chutz lezmanai, or to eat the carbon chutz lezmanai, even though that followed after the original machshavas psul. Normally would say, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that it's possible, it gets a stempel of possible. No, Rabbi Abba says, I give all the chiddush. And Rabbi Yehuda, shechoizer v'koivoy l'pigel, you could still have pigel, even though it was originally possible. Rabbi Abba doesn't tell us his reason for it, but apparently Rabbi Abba is saying is, the psul of our Mishnah doesn't rise to the same level of psul of a chutzlim koimei machshava or a shaloi lishma machshava. Those are really bad machshavas with a capital M. Bad
nails it in his puzzle, and it can't be reversed.
But those exactly. Those are puzzle can't be reversed. But over here, it could be reversed if subsequently after the machshava of Laniach, after all, it's not based on a pasuk anymore, because it was based on a svara. So says Rabbi Abba, no, the svara is not a good svara. But if subsequently he has this big bad machshav of chutz lezmanoi, it could be kavelipik. Now, Brother Shai said, Amar Rava. Rava says, I'll bring you a raya that you could start with posel and go to pigle. Teda, the pigle of Nezerika, loy klumi. V'asi Yezerika, v'kovel of a pigle. What is Rava saying? Rava is saying a very interesting swara. He's saying every single pigle only gets fully baked into this carbon after the Zerika. What happens if you have taka a machshava by the shchita machshavas pigul. I have now a machshava by the kabbalah sadam, machshava of pigul. At the time of the halacha sadam, machshava of pigul. And guess what? They never did the zrika after that. Does the korban get a name of pigul?
No, it's no matir.
No matir. It has to be katzoyes posel, katzoyes kosher, katzoyes posel. You have to have all the four avoiders. And you didn't even have the four avoiders. You didn't do the zrika. So what happens to this pigul if nei zrika? Like klumu, deval is gunish. Are you allowed to eat from this carbon?
No.
Of course you can't eat from the carbon. You didn't even bring the full matirim yet. So in a sense, it's possible.
It's incomplete. It's
not that's Gemara Morris Teret. So don't. No, you don't want to join. Be quiet. Zok Gemara. That's why he came with the complete information.
Exactly.
Good. The As is Rika, but ultimately, if post those three bad machshavas, and you have this Rika machshava, now the couple of pigle. Oh, now you have it. It's really pigle, capital P. Stamp it, pigle.
Perfect.
Oh, pigle, perfect. So what do we see from this? That initially you started off with such a ipsul that it wasn't kosher yet, and now when you finish all four, it becomes, how could you do pigle? Didn't you tell me that once you started with a psul, you can no longer go from posel to pigle? Oh, so you see there are cases you started with posel and it becomes pigle. In fact, in every single case you started off that it was posel until the zrika, and only becomes pigle post the zrika. So they here do the same thing, that even though you had this bad machshava of lohaniach dam emurim alhaitzin lechot, nevertheless, if subsequent to that you had the pigul machshava, it could be moitzi midai psul. Azei zogt Rav Asvar. Sodom of Elohi. But really, this is really, they're not the same. It's apples and oranges. And this is what Barry was saying basically before, using a slightly different lashon. Hasam hu chodem machshavi. You know why the initial psul doesn't passel the carbon to go and undermine the pigle later on? Because it's all one mashava. What means it's all mashava? He didn't have another contrary undermining mashava of chutzlam koimai or even laniach or the to be moitzi bachutz. All of those are other mashavas. Here we're talking about the same mashava, that there was one mashava of pigle. It didn't become a fully baked mashava pigle to be mafagel the carbon to give it the status of karis only until after the zrika. But you didn't have any other mashava that was undermining it. Hachatre mashava, but here you have another mashava. What was the other mashava? The mashava lo niyach, either the dam or the murum, it's in the chut. So even though these might not rise to the same level of the chutzlim koimai mashava, or the Shaloi Lishma Mashav by Pesach and Chatzot, but they're all Tzibat Mashavas. And therefore our Gemara says, we disagree with Rava's Teda, with his Raya. But it could be Stam, we still hold Halach of Rababa. I don't know yet. Hey, see Ravuna Rababa. Ravuna says, I have a clincher against Rababa. What's his clincher? Litanithon Lamala, Lamata, Lamata, Lamala. He had a machshava of the Zrika Saddam to go and do Lamal instead of Lamata, Lamata instead of Lamal. If you had in mind to go and do this Li'alter, did you want to go and do this immediately? In other words, there's no machshava of Chutzlas Mane, Chutzlam Koyimai, and do it right now? It's kosher. This is the same that we had Rabbi Yehuda on the Amid Aleph, that even though you had it Shaloim Bim Koyimai, Kim Koyimai Dami, and it's kosher. However, Chaz V'chishiv Chutzlam Koyimai, Pasul De'in Baikaris. Chutzes mane pigul, chayavan olav karis. What happens if after this machshava of lamala, lamata, lamata, lamala, on the next, this was the mushal v'shasa shchita, later on when you did, at the time of the zrika, you had another machshava of chutzes koimai, or you had a machshava of chutzes manoi, what's the din? By chutzes mane it's going to be pigul, chayavan olav karis. Well, why wasn't it undermined by the machshava of litin at the time of lamala, lamata? Because those are kosher machshavas. Avad lechetchili, you're not supposed to do lamal lamata. But b'diavad, it's kosher. Since it's kosher, it's not an interfering, undermining type of machshava. So therefore, if you had afterwards machshava, it's lamalai. Pegav b'chayavan alav kareis. It doesn't undermine that machshava. But what happens now? Lamachar. In other words, he had in mind litanas and eternal lamal lamata lamata lamala lamachar for tomorrow. What happens now? Yes. Puzzle. It becomes puzzle. Why is it puzzle? That's our case of...
Why isn't it pigle? Why isn't it pigle?
Because it's not talking about... He didn't use the term lizrak. Remember, in the first Rashi, we said that you have to use the lashon of Ava Bisha Inkam Leyachila Vele Haktara. He said, I'm just going to leave it. If I'm going to leave the dam over till tomorrow, isn't that automatic that I'm not going to do the Zerika Bismanoi? Right. But he didn't use the term Zerika. He turned used the Lehaniyah. Okay. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara. So that was his Machshava. What's the din? It's not a puzzle. That's consistent with the Machshava Sinuach of Rabbi Yehuda that it's puzzle. But what happens if after that, even though the Machshava Chutz Zmanoi is going to be puzzle, the Ein by Kare. Well, 1 second, didn't you say according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you had initially this bad Machshava V'laniach, what did Rabbi Abba say? Amr Rabbi Abba. That even though he had this bad if subsequent to that, the next avoidah, by the Zrika, he had in mind, we're going to do it chutz l'zmanai, ignore that initial puzzle, and it goes full-fledged, upgraded to pigol. Here we're talking about the same case as the Gemara, and what's the din? If afterwards he had a machshava of chutz l'zmanai, it's puzzle, the aim by karis, it doesn't become pigol. From this price, we have a clear cut raya against Reb Nushtikha. Amr of Chiz Omer Avinah Bar Sila. Chishev Shiyachlu Temeyim Lamachar. Oh, this is going to be Nachil Lamachar. This is not the case of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah was talking about Shiyachlu Temeyim. He had a Machshava, B'shas Shechit, B'shas Rika. Shiyachlu Temeyim Lamachar. The Temeyim guys are going to eat it tomorrow. What's the din now? And of course, he's Chayv. Why is he Chayv? Because he has in mind an achila lemachar. Achila machar is a chutz lizmanoi machshava. Yeah, but he mixed also into it that tameim are going to go and eat from it. And when the tameim are going to go and eat from it, they're going to go and be metama the karban. So now we are mixing two psulim, if you will, in his machshava. One machshava of tameim eating it and being metama the carbon, and number two, the machshava that they're going to eat lemacher, which of course the machshava is pigol. So what do you do now?
Why does it say chayev? It doesn't say pigol. It says the lashon is chayev, like chayev malchus. What's
chayev kars?
Chayev kars.
Okay, it's a lashon of chayev. I mean,
yeah, I understand what you're what perturbs you. Yeah. Yes, I understand. You're a perfectionist. That's why we're all very proud of you and we admire you. But lemaisa, that's what it means. It's chayev kars. Omarava, Teda, I'll bring you a raya. Teda, the boss of Lefnei Zrika, Loichazi. This is similar to the Machshava, the Diba that Rava said before. You don't like the word Machshava. The Diba that Rava said before. Teda, the boss of Lefnei Zrika, Loichazi. Before you do Zrika Saddam, you can't go and eat the boss. It's not a fully baked carbon yet. You don't have the matri yet. What happens if you have a bad Machshava by the Shechita, by the Kabbalah Saddam, etc.? Mifsel, the carbon can become possible. Chutzlas manai psul, or chutzlas manai psul a pigol, or chutzlam koimai, becomes possible. Ah, so zoi bazoi, so what is the raya of Rava? What he's saying is, even though you are mixing together two machshavas over here, what was Ravina Basila? Omer of Chizom, Chishish Yechlu Tmein. So the Tomei makes it possible, Lamachar makes it pigol. Chayev is chayev kares as if it's pickle. But don't you have this mixture of the pasul and the pickle together? Rabbi Teira, the pasul of Nezrika, loy chazi, so therefore it's, in a sense, pasul, as you call it, incomplete. Mechim chashebe, afterwards when he has that machshava, after b'shas Zrika, then nifslin becomes taka pasul. I why don't you go and say, you have the two machshavas over here. So tomorrow, v'loyi, asam zarek, v'mechsi hachaloy mechsi klal. Really, the comparison is not a full-fledged comparison. It's similar to what the Gemara asked before, that in the case of every single normal bustle of Nezrika, the reason why it's lechazi is not because he did something wrong. Go and be zayrik and nasin, then it will be fine. Like you said, it's incomplete. It's not totally complete. When you do the zayrik, it'll be complete. That's why it becomes pigle at the time. Hachol imesiklal. Here, however, if you have a machshava of sheichlu tmeim, then it's not going to be roy at all to eat because the carbon is going to become tamei. Oh, so it could be, therefore, says the Gemara, that the raya that Rava tried to bring, Ravin Basila, is a shvacha raya, and it could be taki, would not be chayef kares, it would be pasul, and you're not allowed to go and eat it, also bachila, but not the level of kares. Final halacha. Am Rav Chisda. Margal Bapum made Ravdimi Bar Chinna. Margal Bapum means this was a word that he was. Either the word margal comes from the word rogil, that he would say on a frequent basis, or margal comes from the word margolius. This was a pearl, a gem, that he would go and share with the oilam
from time to time. As we know, it says in the Pasuk that it basa pesach lesachem minimna and mavushel shalvayim kiim sliyesh. So you have to basa pesach. You have to be tzedek. You have to go and roast it. What happens if he didn't roast it yet? Yet he didn't roast it. Or you have lachmi toydish lehorma. Lachmi toyda 40 chalas that you have to bring together with your carbon toyda, and of the 40 you have to give 4 to the koyin, to the gan.
One of each type.
Very good. Okay, so what happens if you didn't do that? So you really are not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach yet, and you're not allowed to go and eat the Lachmi Toidi yet. They're, as you call it, incomplete. You're not allowed to eat them. What happens if a Tomei person with Tumas Aguf eats them? Chayom Elimishon Tomei, you'll be chayv al Tumas Aguf, even though they're not completely baked Kabonis Ro'ui La'achila. Nevertheless, it's as if he ate fully baked karbonos.
Well, at least the
Lachmi Toda. Those are certainly baked, right? Is Omer Rabba, Teda, I'll bring your raya taka to what Rav Chisda just said. No, actually, not Rav Chisda, Rav Dimi Bar Chanina. What's the raya? Teda, the time he says in the Pasuk, Ashela Hashem, the Vishted Ashela Hashem. So we could look at two or base. Va'nevishesh toichel basar mizevach Hashem Ashela Hashem, the Tumasi Olav, and he is Tommy Thomas Agov. Benechrisa, he gets a din of Karis. Now the question is, why did it say in the Pasuk Hashem Hashem? We're talking about Vanefesh Toichel Basam Mizevach Hashlomim. Now, who gets the carbon shlomim? It goes Hashem. So, what's it? In fact, you would maybe say it doesn't go Hashem. Because they're Baal and not eat it. So, what are these words Hashem Hashem? Hashem Hashem, the rabbis, a muri kochim kalim le tumma. What does that mean? What happens if you have a person who likes to go and eat all types of fatty stuff, mm-hmm, or he likes to eat the oiseris hakovid and the kloyois, mm-hmm, and he happens to be tome. Now, all of those things, the fatty stuff and the
mizbeach bound,
they go for the mizbeach, right? The oiseris hakovid and the kloyois, that's all part of the aimurim that you put on the mizbeach. This person, however, had in mind to go and, or not only had mind, he's going to eat from the aimurim kachim kalim, bitoma. How do I know that this person also gets the din of kareis? That's the Hashem Hashem, that a nefesh is a toicha basam mizevach hashlam. He eats from the basar, the tumasi olav, or the person that eats from Hashem toicha from the Hashem Hashem. That's Hashem's portion of the carbon shlam. What's Hashem's portion? The imurim. There also he gets nailed for eating the tuma, eating it betumas haguf, and he gets a din of karis. That's what I learned. The rabbi's imurim kachu kalitah. Says Rafa, you don't eat a murim, those go on the mizbeach, they're not roi for achila. Nevertheless, by Yomishim Toma, Hachanami, the same thing applies to the Basa Pesach Shlei Hutzla, and the Lach Matei Shlei Hormu, Avgav La B'nei Achila Nenu, in their form presently, they're not roi la achila, because this was not nitzla, this was not roasted, and you didn't give away the other four of the 40. Chayam Aleim Mishom Toma. Oh, the Chayda, a good raya. Dvalohi, no. It's not a good riot at all. You are, in a sense, stealing from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And these are ro'i l'achila. Not ro'i l'achila. It's adam. And l'achila is mizbeach. In fact, that's what you're going to do with these. What are you going to put on the mizbeach? So somebody that eats it, he's eating something which is ro'i l'achila mizbeach. They're not roi for the achilas mizbeach, and they're not roi for achilas hadjit, because he didn't go and roast it yet, and he didn't give away the other four chalas yet. Since it's not roi at all achilas for nobody, could very well be that if a tomei ate it, he would not get the din of a nechusa, because they're not something which is ne'achal. Therefore, the rai that you try to bring rova. Shkoyach, thank you, we respect it. Of the mice, it's not a crystal clear, in concrete type of raya, not a concrete, yeah. And therefore, no raya, and it could be that if you eat it, but Thomas said, goof, you would not get chorus after all, and not like the Margla Pumir of Dimi Barachan.
So
it's a tummy that eats. Yes. A tummy that eats
tevo. A hedget, a non-coin, a zah that eats tevo, is chayim mitzvah shemayim.
Correct.
A tum-